Shilish, for some reason, does not disappear. The different shahs that come up till the later, till as recent, or the Paiske Yerushalayim, the Rabbanim Yerushalayim, the Ma'abach, the Pri Chadash, which were Rabbanim Yerushalayim, begin to discuss the different nidainim that there is in the sugya. And the Ramban lived here in Eretz Yisrael. Mistama, one of his years were during Purim Hasholish. The question is, 1 year. So the question is, do we have anything written from the Ramban how he was naik? And that's why it's a lot tali in the minig, how they were naik here in Yerushalayim during the years that they had Purim Hasholish. The name Purim Hasholish, from what I understand, was coined by Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld. He hung up in the shul the Seder Purim Hasholish. That Lashon Purim Hasholish, which we understand the term is based on that the mitzvahs are divided throughout these 3 days. The Gemara in Megillah, the Mishnah in Megillah begins that Purim, the mitzvahs of Purim are nag on Yudalid, and in some places on Tezvav. The places which are Mukafis Chayma is Tezvav, and the place which are not Mukafis Chayma, not surrounded with a wall, from the days of Yeshua, is Yudalid. And the Rishonim explain why Chazal decided by this mitzvah specifically to divide it by Mukafis Chayma, not Mukafis Chayma. The Ryan has a Mahalach, the Ramban has a Mahalach to explain why. And they give us Beir. But the mitzvah in general is divided by those cities that were Mukaf Chayma from the days of Yeshua to the cities which were not Mukaf Chayma from the days of Yeshua. There are certain cities where we're Misupik, they have their dinim, Misupik, what to do in those cities. But Yerushalayim is one of those cities which we know, and the Takana was made for the covet of Eretz Yisrael, covet of Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim has a din of Tezvav. So over here we're discussing what happens if Purim comes out on Shabbos. So the Mishnah tells us that if Purim's chal on, if Yudalid is chal on Shabbos, if let's say the 14th is chal on Shabbos, even though nowadays, based on our calendars, it will not happen, but when they were Mekadosh up here, the Chodesh, so then the 14th could come out on Shabbos. So then the halacha is that they did all the mitzvahs on Erev Shabbos. All the mitzvahs, Mikra Megillah, Shleich Manis, Matan Zavyanim, was done on Erev Shabbos. When Tezvav comes out on Shabbos, then, like what's happening this year, Tezvav is on Shabbos, then we divide the mitzvahs between these 3 days. We divide, we have Mikra Megillah on Friday, we have Al HaNisim on Shabbos, Suda on Sunday. Why don't we do all the mitzvahs on Friday, like if Yudalid would come out on Shabbos? So the Gemara has a drush in the beginning of Masechta Megillah. Mi bizmanehem. From the pasuk mi bizmanehem, we learn out one halacha that Mikra Megillah could be read even before Purim. It could be read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The Yishalmi says that someone's Yaitzel Shiara could even read it from Aleph Ada. Mikra Megillah could be read from Aleph Ada. And then the Gemara has a second drasha from this pasuk. Zmanai shel zeh like zmanai shel zeh. The zman of Yudalid and Tezvav have to be 2 separate days. So if Yudalid is being mekayim the mitzvahs of Simchas Purim on Friday, then Tezvav has to be on a different day. We learn from the pasuk, zmanai shel zeh like zmanai shel zeh. Has to be 2 independent days. So for us to keep all the mitzvahs on Friday will come out that Tezvav and Yudalid are having it on the same day. And that's against this drasha of Lo Yizmani Shalzeh, Zmani Shalzeh, Lo Yizmani Shalzeh. So, what's the reason why we do not read Megillah on Shabbos? So the Gemara brings down a member from Rabbah, a gzeira that Shemi Avirenu Dal Ames Bereshis Rabbah. Perhaps one will want to learn the trup, how to read the Megillah, and they'll carry the Megillah for Ames Bereshis Rabbah to learn. And there'll be oiva on Issa of Haitzah of carrying in Rishus Rabbah. And because of that chashash, which may be even a rochik de chashash, the Chazal are masakin that we should not read the Megillah on Shabbos. Similar to when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we don't blow shayfa on Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and we know the shayfa is mahapech from the kisei adin to the kisei rachamim, from din to rachamim, but still, we don't blow it on Shabbos. Lulav, Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, we don't shake the lulav. Even though the lulav also says it's in yonim of being meratza. But Chazal said, because of this chashash, we don't shake the lulav. What's interesting is that when Chazal made this takana of Megillah, they gave us another day. Instead of saying like by shayfa and lulav, that's it, we lost the day, and the not blowing and the not shaking the lulav is accomplishing what you would accomplish by blowing the shayfa. They didn't say blow it a day earlier or have an extra day afterwards to blow the shayfa or to shake the lulav. Over here by Mikra Megillah, they were makdim it to Friday. Why didn't they just say, okay, this year there's no Mikra Megillah? So the Meiri says, the Teretz is, because by Rosh Hashanah and Lulav, the Maisi have another day to be Mekayimit. But there's another Teretz. There's two halachas over here. There's a halacha of Nizkarim Vinasim. The Gemara tells us that if, let's say, this year, Tezvav is Chal B'Shabbos, when do we read Pasha Zachar? When do we read Pasha Zachar? So Rav and Shmuel have a machlekes. Rav says, this past Shabbos, like we read. Shmuel says, this coming Shabbos, we read Pasha Zachar. And we paskin like Rav, that's why we read. And the svar of Rav is, because we have to be makdim zechira to asiyah. And Pasha Zachar is part of the mitzvah of zechira. There's two dinim of it. There's niskarim v'nasim. There's a din zechira that we have to be zachar. We have to remember, we have to speak out, we have to read what Amalek did to us. And the Gemara tells us that there's four places that the mice of Amalek is mentioned. We have Pashas Kiseite, like we read by Pashas Zachar. Pashas Bishalach by Yoveh Amalek, which is the Kriya on Purim. The Haftarah that we read this past week, which is also the Haftarah of this coming week. And Sefer Shmuel, the mice of Shaul. And the fourth Kriya is Kriyas Megillah. The Gemara learns out. The Gemara looked for a riboy when Esther asked that the Megillah should be written. Kizvuni l'dayrais. It's a fourth Kriya. And the mitzvah of Nizkarim includes all these four Zechiras. To be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechira, it begins with Shabbos Pasha Zacha, but it carries through with the four Kriyas. And if we're going to leave out one of those Kriyas, we're missing in the mitzvah of Zacha. The mitzvah of Asiyah is Simchas Purim, Sudas Purim, Mishlech Manis, Matan Sev Yainim. That's part of the mitzvah of Asiyah, of the Simchas Yontif, the Yontif Dekadinim. But the mitzvah of Zechira is a separate mitzvah over here, which is the mitzvah of Zechira. But the mitzvah of Zechira could be done before Purim. That's why we find Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, the Yishami says even from Aleph we could already read the Megillah. Because the Kriyas Megillah, you could be Maktim. That you could be Maktim. The din of Zmani Shazel, like Zmani Shazel, is going on the Asiyah. On the Asiyah, the Yontif of Purim. That has to be a different day. So the Asiyah has to be a different day. So therefore, Mikra Megillah, which is part of this mitzvah Drabanan, who was coming to establish what the mitzvah Darais of Chira is, has to include all four. So therefore, we're not going to just leave out Mikra Megillah, because you're missing in how Chazal wanted us to be Mekayim the Din D'Oraisa of Zechiras HaMalek. So they were makdim it. Instead of pushing it off, they were makdim because of the pasuk of Alei Yavar. But the Asiya, you can't be makdim the day of Purim. You can't make Purim earlier. Just like I can't make Pesach earlier, I can't make Purim earlier either. So therefore, the mitzvah, the Asiya has to be done on the day. Now what's interesting is, Be'etzem, we should have all the mitzvahs on, so Mikra Megillah we can't have, the Gzer of Rabbah. And even Rabbi Yosef in the Gemara over there, so the Gemara, Taisa says Rabbi Yosef's Maida to the reason of Rabbah. But we should have all the mitzvahs on Shabbos. On Shabbos we should have Sudas Purim. We should have Mishlech Manis on Shabbos. Matan Sev Yainim. So Matan Sev Yainim, the Derech Klal, we give money. Even though you can be Mekayim the mitzvah Matan Sev Yainim with food. Give the Ani food. The whole idea of Matan Sev Yainim is to give him, to have, he should have Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim is a very integral, very, it's an important part of the Simcha of Purim. We want to make sure everyone has for the Sudas Purim. So we give Matan Sev Yainim, so you can buy food. The meaning is we give money because Lav Dafka, the food that I'm going to give him is what he likes. I'll buy him a steak, but he likes fish. I'll buy him fish, he likes a steak. So like this, I give him money. So on Shabbos, I can't give money. It's Muktzah. Mishleich Manis, Be'etzem, one could do on Shabbos. Which is, but since it's a din in the Suda, and for the reasons why we're not going to have a Suda on Shabbos, we push off Mishleich Manis also. Suda, the Suda we have on Sunday, which is a question in the Paiskim, why? Why do we push off the Suda to Sunday? There are three reasons, at least three reasons given. One is that you can't be Mekayim Adol LaYoda on Shabbos. You're not supposed to get Shikr on Shabbos. So you side by itself. A second reason is not covered to Shabbos that you can have a Suda's Purim on Shabbos. You're pushing Shabbos aside. Third reason the Yishalmi gives. Baal Kapanim, we don't have Suda on Shabbos. Is the Suda on Sunday a din tashlumin or is the din of Purim? That's also a discussion if it's a tashlumin or not. So now I want to go through, this is just the background to Purim Sholish. I want to go through the dinim that will come up beginning with Thursday, as is Hashem, through Purim. So on Thursday, this Thursday is Yud Gimel Adar, which is Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther, like every year, the same dinim as every year, we fast. Those that are weak or those that are not feeling well, especially those that might have had corona recently, they should be invited if they should fast or not. There's different minhagim in general about machzis ha-shekel, the minig that we give machzis ha-shekel, which is me'ikar din be'etzem apruta, or we give three of the coins of that place. So we have three half a shekels. The meaning of Machs Shekel Be'etzem has different minhagim when to give. On Tainus Esther, on Purim, before Tainus, in a regular year. This year, the meaning is on Tainus Esther after Mincha, before Ma'ariv, is Machs Shekel. There's a special union on Tainus Esther to give Tzedaka. The Gemara says, Igra de Tanisa. Tztaka, the schar of a tainus is tztaka. It's a special Indian for tainus Esther. It's a day of tefillah. Brought down to Sekh Kapitel Chav Beis on tainus Esther. Important to remember on tainus Esther what the Mishbrut tells us that the yisod of tainus Esther is that they went out to Mechama. They went out to Mechama. And when Yidden go out to Mechama, they make it into a tainus. They make it into a day of fasting and tefillah. And the sort of tainus Esther is to remind ourselves that we're not just taking Purim, the happy part of it, but also going through the tzara that they were in, which was a Mechama, and they had to, it was a serious day. They fasted, they davened to Rabbanu Shlom, and the kenach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shemea V'Roya. He hears us and he sees us at the time when we're in a tzara and we call out to him. That's the Yisrael of Tainus Esther. That fasting is not just a fasting, but it's the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. He's behind the scenes and He hears us and He sees us when we turn to Him, which is the site of the whole Megillah, Be'etzem, according to the Rambam. The Rambam writes that. So that's Tainus Esther. Thursday night, Kriyas and Megillah. Like we mentioned, Kriyas Megillah all over. Whether you keep Yadalit, Tezvav, Kriyas Megillah. And like the minig, to wear Big Day Shabbos, to come to Kriyas Megillah with Big Day Shabbos, to Daven Mayriv, to read the Megillah. By Mayriv itself, we don't say Al Hanisim. Again, these halachas are for those that are here in Yishalayim. We do not say Al Hanisim by Mayriv. If one did say Al Hanisim, he was burning to say it and he couldn't hold himself back, he said it already. He did not need to repeat Shmon Esrei. There's different rate over here. If that which over here in Yerushalayim we read the Megillah on Tezvav, is it a Drabanan? Normally, Kriyas Megillah is a Divrei Kabbalah. At least in the morning, it's a Divrei Kabbalah, which Divrei Kabbalah means it was instituted by the Nevi'im, Mordechai and Esther, and the Chachamim, which were Nevi'im, and we find different areas of halacha, we find Berachas Gayim, all other places that a Divrei Kabbalah has more of a chayma than a drabanan. We're more machmer when it comes to a suffix by Divrei Kabbalah. Like the Mishbrus Machag between the Kriya at night to the Kriya in the morning. The Kriya at night is drabanan, in the morning it's Divrei Kabbalah. So if someone's mesupik, if they heard or not, so we could be more makel at night than in the morning. But the question is, if over here in Yerushalayim, this year do we have at all Divrei Kabbalah? Could be the whole Takana Megillah is a Darbanan Dike Takana, which one practical Shiloh would be is if someone from out of Yerushalayim is here listening to Megillah, he's a Ben Yudalit, will he be Yaitza with a Kriya of a Darbanan? Could Darbanan be Yaitza, be Maitzi a Divrei Kabbalah? It's a discussion in the Paiskim.
What
That's the question. What did Anshei Knesset do? Because Rabba was Amayra. So Pashtas, Anshei Knesset did not discuss this case of Tezvah B'Shabbos reading on Friday. If you asked Anshei Knesset Doyle, their takana was Shabbos,
read on Shabbos.
That's right. Rabbanon later on came along and they said we don't read, but instead let's read on. Others learn, no. Kobi goes back to Anshei Knesset Sagdala and Staka Divrei Kabbalah. So that's one Nidin. A second Nidin about the Kriyas Megillah, which is discussed by many, is the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara on Daf Hei brings down a Machlekes Rav and Ravasi. Rav says, Megillah Bizmana, Karyon Yisrael Afilu B'Yachid. Megillah Bizmana, today is the Zman of the Kriya. So then, one could read it even by Yechidus. Shloi bezmana, ba'asara. If you're reading it, shloi bezmana, then it's ba'asara. Avazi says, bein bezmana, bein shloi bezmana, ba'asara. And therefore, in general, we always look for to be mekayim et ba'asara, or b'roi v'am hadras melech, there's a specific Indian over here, because of the pirsumei nisa. But shloi bezmana, if it's being read, shloi bezmana, so then, Rav holds, you need Asara, you need 10 people. What's Shalei Bezmana? What is considered Shalei Bezmana? So Rashi tells us, the B'nai Kfarim, those that lived in the Kfar, which were Makdim their Kriya to Yir Aleph, Yid Beis, Yid Gimel, or the Yaitzah Sheora, which was Makdim to Aleph, they're Shalei Bezmana. Other Rishayim, the Ran, the Rashi, Ritva, ask on Rashi. You left out Yom Tezvav Shechal B'Shabbos. our situation where we're supposed to read on Shabbos. Instead, we're reading on Friday. That should be Shleibes Man. So the Ritzvah gives the third stanza for Rashi. There's other third stanza for Rashi. But the Maisa Rashi, and it's Meduig in the Rambam, Magen Mishnah also, that our situation over here is Bizmano. It's not Shleib Bizmano. Other Rishayna, many other Rishayna hold, that's Shleib Bizmano. It's Shleib Bizmano. If it's Shleib Bizmano, according to these Rishayna that hold, that's Shleib Bizmano, so then there'll be a din of Asara. One cannot read Biyachid. If he's stuck at home, or women, it's negated to women that don't come to shul. Usually they have private kriyas. And the question is, do they need, according to Shleib Bizmano, lechayr they need, do they need 10 men? Is 10 women enough? So the Ran points out over here, the Ran has a kasha, the Ran asks, later on in Masechet Megillah on Daf Chaf Gimel, there's a list of different times when we need Asara. Kriyas HaTorah, Nesiyas Kapayim, Shmoneh Esrei. So the Ran asks, you left out Yom Tezvav Shechal B'Shabbos, that we need Asara. So the Ran says there's a chilek. And it's been doing like this in Rashi also. That the din of Daf Chav Gimel is a din in Davar Shebekedusha. A Davar Shebekedusha needs Asara to bring the Shechina down. To bring the Shechina. So over there we need 10 men, Gedolim. We need 10 men to bring the Shechina down. Ad Kedei Kach that Halacha is that if, let's say, 4 men leave in the middle, the Shechina is here already, and you can finish off the Chazar Zashatz, you can finish off the Kriyas HaTorah. You can finish off the Nesiyas Kapayim because the Shechina is here already. But over here, by us, it's not a din in Davar Shebekedusha. It's a din Pirsum HaNes. So during a normal year, when I'm reading the Megillah, and then we're going from the Megillah to Mishlech Manis, and we're going to Sudas Purim, the whole Matziv is a Matziv of Pirsum HaNisa. But when it's Shleib Bizmano, you're reading the Megillah. There's no matziv going on. Where's the Pirsum HaNes? So we need to create a matziv. By having 10 people get together, that's the matziv. It's not like I'm pinklach up to today in my limud of Tanakh. I'm up to Mikra Megillah, so I'm reading Megillah's Esther. Or I'm learning, just like I learned Masechta Megillah, so I'm learning Megillah's Esther. No, 10 people come together creates that the Kriya is for Psume Nisa.
That's why women report.
What?
That's why women report.
Exactly. Very good. So therefore, over here, women will work. 10 women. We find Kitanim now because they're not B'nai Chiyuva. But women which are B'nai Chiyuva, the same as men, so 10 women will also work. And even according to the Bahag, for those that are thinking Bahag, that women's only Adin Shmiya, not Adin Kriya, that's because the Avnei Nes says there's two dinim in Mikra Megillah. There's two dinim in Mikra Megillah. There's the din of Kriya, which is Zachar, which is Medin, the Zachir that we started off with. And just like women are Pata from Pasha Zachar, they're also Pata from the Kriya of Megillah. But then there's the second din of Pirsum HaNes, that they're Chayvin, Sha'afin, or Yiboyus HaNes. That they're Chayvin, so the Kriya, they're not Chayvin, because that's out Kriya of Medin Zachira. But out the din Pirsum HaNes, Avheno Yibayis Anes, that's Shmiya. So Halacha L'maisa. We also find that most Rishonim hold that the Din Asara is the mitzvah of a Leila Yikuva. The Din Asara is the mitzvah of a Leila Yikuva, which means that even this Din of Asara, if you don't have it, it's not Leila Yikuva. So we have here a machlekes. If we have here a machlekes, whether our situation is bizmana or shalei bizmana. We have Rashi and the Rambam hold that it's bizmana. Others show him that hold it's shalei bizmana. And even if it's shalei bizmana, we have many Rishonim that hold that it's not likuva. Which leads us to what's the halacha lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa.
Person and ace is a personal thing, or it's for
Kali Yisrael?
It's a
tzibur,
or it's a
chavis
of any person?
So, Rav Moshe in his tshuva discusses that point, when he's discussing this sugya. Over there, in the tshuva is on halakas neiris. If I don't have anyone else, I'm lighting alone. There's also over there, then presuming nisa. So he brings in this sugya. And he dons up, is it for the person? Well, I need other people there or not, and he gets involved in this. Pashtus over here, it's mashma. It's to create for the pirsum anes. It's for me to be in farsim the nes, to do it in a way of pirsum anes.
Every person needs to be pirsum anes.
That's right. So halacha lemaisa, where it's possible, but I don't think it's more. I don't want to get people into that shtickle, but it's possible. I'm not really holy in Sigi so much. Morning Seder, I'm learning Tereves. Second Seder, I'm learning Nidarim. I just over Shabbos tried hopping around from notes that I had earlier. So you can maybe slug it up. It's fine. It's also good. So halacha lemaisa. We have here the Mishnah Brura and the Pri Chadash. And Rav Moshe and the Tshuva also is noted to this side that you need Asara, and if the Mishbrur says, and if you don't have Asara, you reread out a bracha. But the Maisa, as we started off, that the Kaveya is the Minig, and the Minig always was that, even if you do not have Asara, because of the cheshbon that I just made, you read with a bracha. So if women are asking, if they could, they should have at least 10 women there. If they can't, then they read with a bracha also. And so too, someone who's not well, for whatever reason they have to be home, and they can't join any porch minyanim or things like that, also, they'll read with a bracha. That was the minig. What? Pashtus, yes. And Rav Shlomo Zalman held yes. That's right. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman held, right? Right, Bar Chiyuva. But he's a Bar Chiyuva. Right. There's a discussion, the Cheshik Shlomo talks about a katan who became Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos. So how vite was the Takanos Chazal to be accurate for... What happens if someone did not read the Megillah on Thursday? I mean, on Friday. Did not read the Megillah on Friday. Getting me off now. Did not read the Megillah on Friday, but was over and read it on Shabbos. So there's a long discussion. It's negated to Shaifer. There's the Avni Nezer. There's a Cheshik Shleima. There's a Hartzvi. If you were Ova and you did it, were you Mekayim a mitzvah or not? So the question is for the Katan, who is Higdil on Shabbos, should he dafka listen on Shabbos? The meaning is not to, but...
I've been telling Machlokes, is the Rekha Bolo, the
Rekha Bolo,
or if it's Zman or Lubizman.
Right.
Friday is
it gets back to all this, 100%. So that's where the Turi Oven, the Cheshik Shalem, that's where they get into this whole discussion with these Nidan. That's right. Okay, so that's Mikra Megillah. Darvada, if someone could do with that. Matanis Lev Yainim. Now, L'chayra Matanis, Mitzvah Matanis Lev Yainim is connected to Suda, like we mentioned before. The idea of Matanis Lev Yainim is that every Ani should have food for his Suda. And that's why when we give the Ani money, there's a din that he has to hold the money until the day of Purim. He should have it on Purim. Even if he's not going to spend it for the Suda's Purim, he's going to use it for something else. But it has to be by him on Purim to be Yaitzin Mitzvah Matan Zav Yainim. Many stalkers will tell Dani, we're giving it to you earlier, but hold on to it. You should be by you on Purim.
They could buy food at Shabbos for the Suda.
For on Purim. Okay. But...
So we don't have to be so makbid.
I didn't say anything yet. But what's the reason why we do Matanis Lev Yainim on a Friday? So why don't we do it on Sunday when this is the Suda's Purim? So Gemara tells us, Mipnei Shad, Einayim Shal Aniyim Nesuis, the Mikra Megillah. That Aniyim, their hopes are up for, they're waiting for Mikra Megillah so they're going to get their check. And when they don't get it, it push it. It's a letdown. They walk home feeling down. So we're giving them the matanas of Yainim, so that just push it, because we're worried about them. We don't want them to be down. So we're giving them matanas of Yainim by Mikra Megillah, because Einayim Shal Aniyim Nesuis, they're waiting for it. But Be'etzim, the mitzvah, is Shaykh to Sunday. And therefore, the Ani really should hold on to this money until Sunday. He shouldn't spend it before him. Maybe if he's using it to buy food for Purim Suda, okay, I hear that. But otherwise, he shouldn't pay his bills with it. He should have it on Sunday. And therefore, also, Rosh Chaim Zalman held that if someone forgot to give Matanas of Yainim on Friday, on Shabbos, he could invite the Ani over and still make up the mitzvah, because the Maisa Tezvav is on Shabbos. He could give him some food on Shabbos. Or, I think even more than that, you could be Mekayim if he forgot to do it on Friday, Matzei Shabbos or Sunday, he still could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Matanas of Yainim. For someone who's a Ben Yedalid, the mitzvah's over. That's it, Yedalid's over. But the one that's a Tezvav, he can be mekayim on Shabbos or on Sunday still. Give him mekayim the mitzvah.
They need to hold the money. It's not
koine the money. He's koine, but he should have it around on. So enachnami, even though on a normal year you could be mekayim the mitzvah 3 minutes before shkia on Purim, I can give it to the ani, and he's not using it for that. But it's a din that. He should have it. It should be by him on.
But he was
kind of
money.
Say that he was kind of, say that. But it should be by him available that he could use it for. That's why it's a discussion about checks. So in Eretz Yisrael, we have all the black market people that you can just slip a check to and get money for it. So it works better. But in other places, if you give him a check, that he can't use it. He has to be, have the ability to
use
it. Not a birth of Kenyan. Not a birth of Kenyan. Birth that it should be there that he could use for the Suda.
Let's say
he
loses the money.
It's very possible to say that the person was not yet in the mitzvah.
Even though the money was kind of the that's money.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So what type of thing is it that he should hold his money? It's his money. It's not my money anymore.
You're right.
But giving him money,
I'm giving him money for
the
Suda.
He was kind of the money, right?
He was kind
of the money. He should hold his money?
No? So I saw on the sign downstairs with the Bechina. So you're talking about Magnus, if the Ani is allowed to use the money of Purim for other usages. Gemara talks about. Gemara says Mavel Das Bal Bayis. No, there's a shear in the Kenyan. That's where at least I live.
Okay, good.
There's a shear in the
Kenyan. Very good. So you say you have a shear in the Kenyan. Okay, that's your question. I'm like, what is it? It's a full Kenyan.
Okay, fine.
It's a full Kenyan.
Okay.
It's a shear in the Kenyan. I don't have to be
inside. But I'm aware that's a place that doesn't look like me, but I'm not going to answer right now. It has to do with Kappen music, this sugya. I'm out about that spell about this. We can have that share separately. But it's a very good question. Zevi, you got your in. Okay.
Can it Ben Yadala be Yotu as well?
It's not different than any other year. Would it be hold every other year? And he should do at least one, and Yadala for Yadala.
One of the 20?
Two of them. So he should kind of and it's over. Okay, so now we have Mishleich Manis. Now, Be'etzim Mishleich Manis is also a din in Suda. Because the idea of Mishleich Manis is that we have people that seem to have money, but they don't have money. And we want to take care of them also. So we want to make sure that they're also going to have food for the Suda. So what we do is we send them chashav amonis. You know, to give them money is a little degrading. So we send them monies. So we give our mishlech monies to make sure that everyone, even those that we think have the money, will also have food for the suda. That's why there may be a specific inyan of giving food that you could use at a suda, or inviting them to your suda and actually having the suda with them. So mishlech manis is connected to suda, and therefore we have mishlech manis on Sunday with the suda on Sunday. Shabbos, the mice is tezvav. You can't change the date. It's tezvav. So we say al hanisim on Shabbos. Al hanisim in Shemone Esrei. And we say al hanisim in Berachas HaMazon. Over here, if you forgot to say al hanisim, you don't need to repeat. Like the regular din of al hanisim. We say al hanisim. There's another very interesting halach over here. That since we're not reading the Megillah, there's a chiyuv for a drasha. The Rashiva has a chiyuv to give a drasha, or the mashkiach, show whose job it is, to give a drasha Shabbos on, the Rambam says, Hilchas Purim, and the Ritva says, Igeres Shal Purim. On the Inyone Shal Yoim, it's a Gemara, it's Medina de Gemara. That's right. Very good. See, about Kasim Ashlishi. Right. He doesn't have to sit through any of them. Okay. So, Akapadim, there's a din over here, and this is. What? It's separate. That's the Allah in the game. No. As long as the oilam's there. It's me where the oilam is. We're going to discuss that right now. I'm going to make it very difficult. But they're not here. They're ready. Okay, so the mice, right, so there's a drasha. Rav Moshe talks about it in Dibris, in Pesachim, Simen Hay. Rav Moshe Mamish, he learns up the whole Gemara. This is Medina the Gemara. Shav Shuv and Shav Sagadol is not Medina the Gemara. This is Medina the Gemara. Rav Moshe learns up the sugi over there. That could be the whole Indian of Dashni Min Yoni Shel Yoyim by Yom Toivim comes from over here. Depending how you learn the Gemara. Akabanim is the din of that Shabbos. So Shabbos is Al Hanisim and the Drasha. Matzei Shabbos and Matzei Shabbos is
Shabbos.
Could be over Shabbos.
Could be Balayim.
I think so. I don't see why not. On Shabbos, just like it's in place of Mikra Megillah,
but it's better by day.
Okay, maybe I'm not sure. I am.
You make Megillah by night and by day. You
do dress. So that's halach and I am. What I just thought. Matzei Shabbos. Matzei Shabbos is interesting. What? You just know, a lady actually asked me if we could set up a discussion for the Rav's drasha on Shabbos about the firm. Okay, we'll see.
One second.
Okay. What? It's not Mikra Megillah, because that we had a chashash. The question, that's a discussion. The Machzis Hashekel on Toch Chavtes talks about why we chashash are going to carry the Megillah, we're not chashash they can carry the Megillah to give the drasha. Is that what you're asking?
The way
Rav
said no for it was because they're going to learn from a bucky how to lame the Megillah.
So that's what he answers.
Not
right. So that's why I said over that way, because that's what the Barahatav says, and that's what he answers. Right. Correct. Okay.
What about a Suda on Shabbos? Is there an Indian
Mitam Minig? There isn't. There's a Tshuva Malbach, and there's a Tshuva. Halachically, there's no Suda on Shabbos, like we mentioned before. Halachically, the Suda is Sunday, during the day. There's no Minik. Say that, but it wasn't the Skawa as the Minik in the last whatever amount of years. Shlem Zaman didn't all those the Minik.
Any Indian to add something to the...
If you want, you could. What? Maybe. I hear. So add something.
Why no halal? Why no do halal?
It's a good question also. Okay, it's discussed. Matzei Shabbos is interesting. Meshe Chachma, that he wants to say, he quotes the Yishalmi that the Ikar Sud is Lel Tezayin, because the Nes was based on the Goyish date where the night goes after the day. So Lel Tezayin is part of Tezvav. But again, the halachically asking halacha, it's on Sunday. Now, what we're left with is a question of people going from one city to the from in Yerushalayim, out of Yerushalayim, etc. Where this year, it's always complicated. It's always complicated. And there's Rishonim, there's a Rosh, and there's a Yerushalmi. If it's Shaykh to be Chayiv twice Purim, is the Shaykh to get out of Purim completely? Or you automatically Chayiv in New Dalit? And the Bir Halacha, after discussing it, he says, don't be Samech on what I said, B'negei Bracha. It's complicated to begin with. And this year it's even more complicated because when is Purim? Shabbos? Sunday? Which Aloysa Shacha do you need to be in Yerushalayim for to be Chayiv in Purim? Is it Din and Mikra Megillah? So then it's Friday morning. That's what makes it more complicated. So therefore, of course, if someone stays put in one place, in Stam and Yeshiva, they're safer. In these shaylas, but halacha lemaisa, it seems that they take on that it's tully in Friday morning. Where are you going to be Friday morning by alais? If you're in a yudalid, then you chayv in yudalid. If you're in a tezvav, you chayv like a tezvav. Even if you're going to go away for Shabbos, you'll still say al nisim wherever you are. That's what seems to be the halacha lemaisa.
And that's fine lechatchila.
Again. I don't know what it means, l'chatchilo, no, I'm just saying, you're getting involved in a real question over here, in what you're doing. Exactly. Based on my shtekot Torah, you're missing out on your mitzvah zechira. I agree to you, so that's why the item says I'm not being clear, that's why I'm not being clear, because I know that l'maisa, they go bust to Friday morning, but it does bother me.
Person just goes Friday afternoon outside.
That's fine.
There's a way to go out.
That's right. But the thing is, the item's asking about going Friday and being in Beit Shemesh for Shabbos and then coming back Matzei Shabbos. That gets into a question. Halacha lemaaseh they keep tezvah, but it gets touchy.
The problem on the if it's the Raisa, if you the pre Megillah, if you hear it over here, that's you hear the Friday Kabbalah morning over here. You're hearing Friday morning over here. So it's not that
right. The Rabbanon, let's say
it's only the Rabbanon.
Yeah.
And then you left. You weren't here for Shabbos, so you.
Right.
You were my friend.
It could be again. If it comes out.
Either you chayv zero,
but it could be that's not shayach.
Right. That's not shayach.
No, but it could be automatically your
dalit.
You heard a drabban and dika kriya. It could be. The shaila that the Olam is asking also is that we know that Purim is a day of tefillah, and the Shaar Tshuva in Tafresh Samach Dalet brings down that there's five times a year when one should daven Vasikin, and one of them is Purim. So which one of these days is the day of tefillah? So someone told me that they were by Reb Don. Last Purim Shulish, and in America they were putting pressure on him to come back, and he said he can't give up 3 days of tefillah. That's what he said. So Vaisdais is all 3 days. The question is the din hashkama. What's the din hashkama? Is it because we have so many mitzvahs during that day, so wake up earlier so you have more time in the day to do all the mitzvahs properly? Or it's a din taka, there's some school about hashkama specifically on Purim. If it's a din in the mitzvahs, then it could be it's not again any of the days because it's spread out. But if there's a taka inyan, so if they're all dinim of tefillah, maybe all 3 days. What's Yeshiva doing? They already started Friday night.
Three days?
All 3 days? Shh, wow. Okay. And then there's a din of Liman HaTaira, specific din of learning Taira on Purim. But that's the Chayr on Sunday, because the Ramah ties it with the Sudas Purim. So that's the Chayr, I mean, you should learn Taira all the days, but... Okay. Yeah?